Most of Chavez Thompson's life has been framed by labor unions. She started working in the cotton fields outside of Lubbock at age 10 and dropped out of high school to help support her family. In her early 20s, she started working for the Construction Laborers Union in Lubbock. Her love for the labor movement took off from there, organizing city employees in Lubbock and then joining the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. That's where Becky Moeller first met Chavez Thompson. Moeller is president of the Texas AFL-CIO.
Well, I know she's always worked on giving a voice to the voiceless. She's always been an advocate for the poor, an advocate for working families' rights, an advocate for safety on the job, an advocate for a good living wage to support your family and send them to school.
Her state work led to a larger role in national labor politics. She was elected executive vice president of the AFL-CIO from 1995 to 2007. She was also elected vice chair of the Democratic National Committee in 1997. Dee Simpson is state political director for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He says these individual moments would not be on the top of her accomplishment list.
It's not an event. You know, I imagine it is building capacity of Texas public service workers to be even able to speak up, because Texas actually, public service workers have fewer rights than any place in the country.
Simpson says Chavez Thompson was always breaking ground in whatever position she held, not just because she was one of the first high-profile Hispanic women in the national labor movement, but because of the ideas she brought to the table. Those strong labor and Hispanic roots are now expected to give her an advantage in the Democratic race for lieutenant governor. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.